So we've got to keep the basics of the Word of God rooted and grounded and founded in the Word and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. I need to be rooted and I need to be grounded like a tree by the rivers of living water, that you'll put nourishment in you, and your tree, your leaf will never wither, and your children around your table will prosper. That's how we have to be. I'm talking God, folks. I'm talking Jesus Christ, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And it's time the church got back to preaching about Jesus. We need to preach about Jesus. We need to tell about sin and hell and destruction. We become so slack in our growth. We think we're such high and mighty people. We live in the United States of America. It's so cool. Everything is at our fingertips. We've got everything at our own disposal. Life is good. I can drive through the drive bank. I can drive through the bank. You know, I can drive through anything. Pharmacy, I can do anything. I've got it so easy. So easy in the United States of America. Come to Africa. Come with me to my country, South Africa. You'll come back and you'll start praising God. I'm not joking. I am not joking. You have no idea until you have traveled into these third world countries and they are on fire. Those people are on fire for God. They're taking bullets for God. Yeah. Africa at the moment, they're being, oh my Lord Jesus, we prayed on Thursday for the churches around the world. They're being beat up and it's horrible what's going on, Christians. Amen. But anyway, go with me to Matthew 21, verse 14. I'm reading from the NIV. And it says here, the blind and the lame came to Jesus in the temple. And what did he do? He did what? He healed who? He healed the blind and the lame. Right? Did he leave any out? Good. He healed them. Everyone who came to Jesus got everything they asked for every time. You can read from the book of Matthew all the way to the end of the book of John. Every person came to Jesus, got healed. Some of them didn't even ask him, got raised from the dead. Two of them that we know of. So he says, verse 15, the leading priests and teachers of religious law saw these wonderful miracles and heard even the children in the temple shouting, praise God. But the leaders were indignant, being unhappy. They were unhappy and negative. And that, I'm telling you, a negative heart, being unhappy and miserable can cause you to miss God. Some of us need an attitude adjustment. And praise is a really good way of getting it. You praise God, man. They were in the temple shouting, praise God, but the leaders were indignant. Can you imagine the leaders indignant for God getting praise? Can you absolutely imagine that the Son of Man, the Messiah, the Christ Jesus is in their midst? The children see the miracles and they're praising God and they're indignant. And they're the leaders. Let me tell you what, whom you sit under, you will imbibe that spirit. That means you will pick up that same spirit. You better check your heart and check where you're at. Make sure God's got you. Verse 16, they asked Jesus, do you hear what these children are saying? Now, that wasn't a question. It was an accusation. Do you hear what these children are saying? Jesus replied, yes, yes. Haven't you ever read the scriptures? For they say you have taught children and infants to give you praise. Now notice something here, that when Jesus was receiving these praises, he did not rebuke them. I'll put that in. He did not rebuke them. If it was wrong, would he not have rebuked them? Of course he would have rebuked him if he was doing something wrong. He even said to the people when he came into Jerusalem on the donkey, the week before he got crucified, he even said to them, when they said, listen to these people singing Hosanna to the highest, he said, let me tell you something, you religious people that are high and mighty and full of dignity. He said, let me tell you something right now. If you and they stop praising me, if they stop praising me, even the rocks and the trees will cry out praises in their place. And I don't know about you, but I don't want no rock praising in my place. I don't want no tree praising God in my place. I don't want to hear God saying the rocks were praising me and you weren't. Amen. So come on, we've got to get this. So in response to the complaints against the powerful praise given to him, Jesus quotes Psalm 8 verse 2, which we're going to look at in a while. And he reminds us a great secret right there. Because his answer, he could have rebuked what they said. He could have rebuked the people praying. He could have done anything. But he quoted Psalm 8 verse 2, which says, perfected praise will produce strength. Perfected praise will produce strength. And we want strength. How many of you want strength? He came back at them and said, this praise that they're giving me produces strength. The very moment that these religious leaders were being religious and political and critical and everything else, he bypassed that and he stopped them for more present circumstance of praising him. It's just absolutely powerful. And they were casting doubt on Jesus' authority. They were jealous. They were casting doubt on the authority of Jesus. Remember, under what authority do you this? And he said to them, listen, you can't trap me. John the Baptist, if you answer a question, I'll answer yours. He said, John the Baptist, was his authority given to him by God or of himself? And they said, we can't go against that, because if we say of himself, then they're going to stone us. And if we say of God, he's going to say, then why didn't you honor him? So Jesus didn't rebuke these guys. He was actually sitting there and he's getting them he was letting them get the realization that he is Jesus Christ. And they couldn't get it. But let me tell you something. When you get the powerful revelation that praise, perfected praise, gives you strength, then you'll understand Nehemiah 8:10, where it says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord. Say it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Well, praise isn't negative. Praise is joyful. So when I'm praising God, the joy of the Lord is what? Strengthening my life. And some of us need to get a wake up to this and start worshiping and praising God so that joy will come into your life and strength comes to you. Because if the devil can steal your joy, he can steal your goods. He'll take your health. He'll steal your finances. He'll steal your everything, your relationships. He'll do what he can. The devil comes for one thing in three: steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he comes for, John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So when you're weak and you can't stand up against him, the Bible says, having done all, stand. Having done all with the Word of God, got yourself in the Word of God, speaking the Word of God, you're encouraging the Word of God, your foundation is the Word of God. Having done all, when the attack comes, he says, stand. Just stand your ground, man. Put your hand up and say the name. Jesus, I rebuke you. Boom. That's how it should be. But some of us, we never praise God. We got no joy. There's no miserable praises. I don't know miserable people that praise God, because it's a joyful noise. So we've got to turn our lives around and say, I'm going to get some joy in this next song we're going to sing, or in the next thing I'm going to do. And I'm going to rejoice in my car. I'm going to rejoice at home. I'm going to put my hands up and cry out, oh, I love you, Jesus. I'm so happy. Even when you feel miserable and beat up and everything's going wrong and your back's against the wall. Amen. Let me tell you what. When your back's against the wall, you need to do what they did with the walls of Jericho. Yeah, what did they do? They praised God the seventh time around. How many times have your back been on that wall? How many times have you been in a position, no money, sick, this happening, that happening? How many times your back's against the wall again? My back's against the wall. My back's against the wall. Well, the devil saw Jericho's walls come down when they blasted the trumpets and all the priests shouted out, praise God. Start praising God and the wall will shift. Start praising God and the wall will come down. The wall of no money ever, it'll come down. The wall of sickness always, it'll come down. The wall of fear will come down when you praise God Almighty. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I didn't say that, He said it. Praise is not yet to fill in time. It's not yet to entertain us. It's yet to get us into a position where we can worship and just cry out to God, come into His presence with thanksgiving and come into His courts with praise. Psalm 100 tells us. And in His presence, there's fullness of joy. Fullness of joy. We've got to get in the presence of God. And one of the best ways is to praise God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And think about this. Those kids that were praising God, praising Jesus right there, caused everything to stop suddenly. Boom. Do you hear what these people are saying about you? And it caused everything to stop right over there. All the proceedings came to a halt. Instead of them continuing and everyone joining and praising and worshiping Him, the proceedings came to a halt. And God commended those children. He commended them. He said, the perfection of praise gives you strength. Think about blind Bartimaeus. Same story. Blind Bartimaeus, he hears, who's this coming down the road? I'm blind, I don't know. There's nothing happening in his life. He's got beggar's clothes on. He's got no food. He doesn't know what he's going to eat later. If he's going to eat, if anyone's going to come and carry him home, if he's going to sleep in the house or outside. Blind Bartimaeus. And he hears coming through Jerusalem, the place where Israel got their greatest victories. My God, David was the king of Jerusalem before Judah, the whole of Israel. And there were so many miraculous things happening. He has a blind man in Jerusalem of all places. Blind, can't see. And Jesus is walking by. And he says, what's that noise? What's going on? And they said, it's Jesus of Nazareth coming by. And he starts screaming, Jesus of Nazareth. And they say, shush, don't do that. You're not allowed to do that. Like they were trying to say to those kids, you hear what they're saying? You hear what they're saying? Stop them. Blind Bartimaeus, stop it, stop it, stop it. No, Jesus, son of David. And the more they tried to shut him up, the louder he shouted, son of David. That means you are the Messiah, because he recognized, and we should know it by now, that Christ was called the son of David because he came through the lineage of David. So when he called the son of David, he was invoking the covenant that he belonged in.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Currie. Did you know that Christ Family Church is back at our Tradition Town Hall facility on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m.? We also do a free weekday life-changing interactive live stream on healing, known as Healing Academy, every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. where we teach and pray for the sick. You can join on Zoom, Facebook, YouTube, or our webpage at ChristFamilyChurch.net. You will find us at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, or join us online. We would love to meet you. See you there.